Staying fresh and open to something new, an opportunity, an idea, a creative impulse. This is a struggle and a mission for so many of us. And different professions have their favored decades. Maybe for mathematicians, it's in your teens or 20s. But a new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research says most creative breakthroughs are actually made in one's late 30s. Joining us with his thoughts is David Shank, author of The Genius in All of Us, New Insights into Genetics, Talent, and IQ. David, welcome back.
Hi, John. How are you?
Just fine. I'm very comfortable in my late 50s, and I want to say that right here at the outset. What do you think this study shows, and is it another reason to, you know, stay in bed?
Yeah, I think after you turn 40, you should just hang it up. You and I should just hang it up, John. No, I think that this really confirms, a lot of really interesting things, but most especially, it confirms that that although people, the majority of great achievers tend to do their work in their 20s and in late 30s when it comes to intellectual creative pursuits, actually, we're not tied to that at all. So I think the danger is you'd read the first, line of this study and you'd walk away thinking that after you get into your 40s and 50s and 60s, it's all over. Really, what it tells us is that great achievements are the result of life circumstances, whether we have the time, as you said, the freshness, the energy, whether we're not too distracted. And one of the most interesting things here is that the age of great achievement has been slowly increasing, which tells us, again, this is not about biology, but about life circumstances and distractions.
And about the resilience of our society, maybe having children later, maybe postponing marriage. Maybe it's the fact that people are there's a larger number of people who are struggling less than was the case 100 years ago, something like that. It's also the case that one's creative peak isn't necessarily the moment that they make the most money. This study seems to want to point that out as well.
Well, exactly. When you think about it, really creative people can do extraordinary things over many, many decades. One of them is going to become maybe, the most famous, and they're going to get the award for that. It may not be actually the most creative or the most interesting thing they do. It just may happen to be the thing that captures the zeitgeist or that gets the most acclaim. But it doesn't mean that it's actually the most important or interesting thing they do in their lives.
And people like Mark Zuckerberg and Steve Jobs are outliers in an outlier moment in history, it seems to me, that Steve Jobs came along at a time when American innovation was just absolutely stalled, and he was like the first head to pop up above the ice on some level. And Mark Zuckerberg similarly came at a moment when everyone was looking in one direction in terms of the growth of the internet, and he happened to be looking in another direction. It says much less about them and much more about the society at a moment in time.
I think those are great points, but I would also add that we don't know what the rest of the story with Mark Zuckerberg is. Number one, he could go on to do something else extraordinary, and he might be doing his best work actually right now in keeping Facebook in the public eye and making it even more of a phenomenon. When it comes to Steve Jobs, yes, he did invent the Apple computer when he was a very young man, but I think there's a very good argument that he was doing his best work much, much later than that. I think he kept getting better and better at what he did.
Yeah, I actually don't think that's an argument. I think that's absolutely clear that he did not peak until late. And I think the Pixar innovations and the innovations that produced the iPad and the iPhone are probably more significant than the creation of Apple Computer, which looks more like a footnote today.
Yeah, that's right. So, so what listeners should take from this, from two middle-aged and aging sagging men, is that keep on doing it and never give up, because ultimately the great achievements come from dedication, from focus, and from determination, and Grandma Moses was doing her best work in her 70s and 80s. Ray Kroc invented McDonald's in his 50s. I mean, there's a lot of great work to be done later in life.
I guess the question for the economy as a whole before we go is, do we want to nurture that sort of thing? Do we want to really create an environment that is going to maximize the potential of people in the the period from their early 30s to their late 40s?
That's that's beyond my pay grade, I think. But I guess I would say what we want is to create a health system and an economy where people can get into, you know, can be as productive as possible as early as possible and stay productive, maybe take some breaks to dedicate things to family and other things, but then come back and keep on giving and build that wisdom and devote that wisdom to the public.
Oh, there's a good takeaway. David Shagg, author of The Genius in All of Us, New Insights into Genetics, Talent, and IQ. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you, John.
Peaking in your late 30s, an entire generation of millennials just let out a collective sigh of relief. There's some time left. From Irving, Texas, I just turned 36. I finally feel like I know what my career is. 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number. There's much more at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, he's a bit over 35, but still in his prime. Just listen to Sir Ian McKellen talk to us about his long creative life, both on and off the stage.
The Takeaway is supported by Reputation.com. With tools to help businesses and professionals monitor and manage online reviews. Now offering a review kiosk to help customers create reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.